Hey, Wagwan, play me something nice. I'm feeling a little spicy in it. All right, bet. Yeah. This is talk on the BO. Make sure not to slip on this, or we'll slit your wrist. All right. I see you looking like a motherfucking puppet. First up, you expect me to get on pocket. Lock it.
Yeah.
Lock it. Lock it. Man, fuck it. I don't like this shit. Those suck it. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
I ain't got no lyrics.
Hey.
Actually, I have lyrics anymore, guys.
Yeah. Afterwards, not creative.
I said suck it. I said fuck it. I said mock it. You know, little thing, you're a little bit, man. Like a hobbit. Stop it. No, fuck it. Rub it.
Ah,
oh God.
He's on our British side.
British side. That was British. Terrible accent play, right?
Yeah. Embarrassing.
Well, yeah, welcome to a new episode, people. In today's episode, we shall be talking about something in particular.
Which is?
What anime world would you rather live in? I've got a lineup right here of like some shitty, quite shitty anime worlds.
It's anime world that I had.
I don't know, what's the best one you could live in? Like, out of this list of animes, I'll start with the first one, Berserk.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
Tokyo Ghoul.
Oh, hell no.
AOT.
Getting worse.
Coward, Seraph of the End. That's not really bad, let's just leave that out. Devilman Crybaby. Parasite.
Nope.
Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
Jojo. Okay, well, let me add a couple more. Promise Neverland.
Hey, shit. That's quite a list.
Yeah. So out of this couple of animes, which one do you think will actually be the best sleep?
Best
like, considerably. What's the rate of survival? Let's start with Berserk.
0 to nothing.
Like, I don't think you're ever going to survive.
You ain't going to survive in Berserk world, bro.
The pure chaos I've seen from reading Berserk is unnatural. Like,
even as you're reading, you feel for the character.
The main character is suffering.
So yes, there's still. What more would you? You, a common civilian that's just living on the like, the amount of things that happen in Berserk that, to normal people in general, like, someone could just be in a village. People can be disappearing and you'll be thinking it's just okay, it's some tradition, they broke this law or something, and then you end up saying it's a deep
one fat ugly demon bastard
hitting people.
Exactly. And what the fuck, you just decided to choose you next and you're gone like that,
the end of it.
Oh, you're just waking up early in the morning one day, you're just seeing a swarm of demon, is it butterflies? Yes, they looked like butterflies, but when you look closely, they had enough things to rip you apart. So yes, there's no way you're basically surviving in Berserk world. It's just too destructive.
It's chaos.
It's pure. It's just hell.
Yeah,
it's basically hell. There are places that you can stay that are safe, but
it won't last you for long.
After what arc was it? After that arc, that Griffith turn the whole world into literally, guy, there's no way you're surviving. Berserk is out of this, guy.
Yeah, strike is out.
Let's see, Berserk out, guy. Next, Tokyo Ghoul.
You are basically being hunted. You are for the rest of your life.
You are food. As if you're not a ghoul child, but you are food.
Okay.
Anyway, let's take into consideration like worst case scenario. You'll be just a normal human being. Not being
basically you as you are now.
You as you are now. Yeah, your food.
Yeah.
You're just basically food walking around thinking you have some sort of protection.
You're right.
you're in
the gutter.
You're right. Anyone could just pick you up and just eat you.
And you can't do shit about
it. You can't even protect yourself. Like the level of evolution they went through, say.
Yeah,
a regular human being can't even take them on. Even the police or even the all they call their station, whatever.
GSS, SSG, SGS.
Yeah, those niggas.
Something with an S on it.
We couldn't take them on later on, sir. So, what more a normal human being can?
Not even guns can do shit. Like,
exactly, they could block their fast.
Yeah.
Freaking fast.
Is it Pinky?
Well, so, Pinky was the one that.
The one in the box with Pinky.
Yeah. So yeah, you're dying in this world.
For sure.
You're served on a plate. Served on a plate with the side of
all these ones
of Chia Exotic. By the way, Chia Exotic.
Why are we changing sponsors?
Just the fuck up. We take what we get. Chia Exotic. That drink you need in the hot afternoon. That makes you feel tropical.
That drink you always give your visitors every Sunday afternoon.
I say, guy. Anyone else come to the house?
Just drop it there.
I know what you mean.
I got you.
We got you right here. Yeah.
Drop that bottle.
Yeah. Tokyo Ghoul, you're dying.
Out.
AOT.
Out.
Wait, there's a sensible amount of whatever.
Bruh, it's either you're inside a bunker, inside the, like, what's the last wall, shall? It's either the last wall.
Yeah. If you're like a mage in the last wall where the king is,
you can survive.
Nothing else happened up to now. That they showed that side was destroyed or something.
At least.
If you're there, you can survive. And I think the wall after that wall, yeah, they have not really reached that
wall. Yeah.
But right now, with what is happening in AOT, it's possible for a normal human just
to survive, actually.
To survive, but it will be you still struggling to survive. Mm-hmm. Because literally, titans are raining from the sky. And soldiers, too, are just dropping from the sky.
Yeah, and showing anybody.
So, yeah.
It's possible.
If you're inside the king's wall side and you're like a maid, because that's the only reason why you're
there.
Because you're not a royal or such. But talking about you being normal person.
Normal
person. So yeah. You may survive. Depending on
a normal person as a guy.
As a guy.
Yeah. A male, female guy.
Oh yeah. True.
Guardian worker.
Yeah, I can be a sex worker for the king now.
What? Auntie.
But then again. That guy looked very...
That guy looked very, very horny. That guy looked horny.
That guy looked like the type of guy that probably has male sex workers.
Yeah.
Instead of like email, why are we even entering this store? Okay, I'm the one that brought it.
Yeah, you don't want to brought it up.
Anyway, so yes, you can survive plausibly in AOT, but let's take another thing into consideration. You were unlucky as fuck and you were outside the whole world.
You're outside the world. What are you doing there?
I don't know. Yeah, there were people that
gave into curiosity.
People were living outside the walls. The people that have found, I think, before.
Okay, yeah. So, it's either you were born Chad or you were born Levi.
If you were born Levi, you still need...
Equipment,
sword, gears, no health. Yeah. Or, I feel like you can survive.
How? Rob yourself? Type of shit.
Yes, that could help you get past them.
You don't shit, bro.
Although, Rob yourself in Titan... juices, but you have to find one that is dead, and to find one that is dead, you have to come out in the open, which is equal to you dying again.
And if one is dead, that means others are around lurking.
Wait, do titans smell human beings?
And they sniff. That's them. One thing I think I forgot.
Do they like sense them? Because me, I don't understand how titans work in a sense, like in the sense of knowing somebody is dead.
Yeah. But we know where the humans are.
Because basically, they've been showing it like when they're on horses running. So that's like noise.
Yeah.
So what if they can't sense? Because I remember there's this time, potato girl? She went to our village, which is outside the walls, to go out to like check around or something. And she found like one boy survived. But that was like because the parents turned to titans and shit like that. And.
Seeing the mother was very transformed to a titan.
Yeah.
In the building.
Yeah.
On top of the union. So.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
that's that boy that Bobby said.
Oh, okay.
The girl, she went to one place that like had forest. Just like So, and the titan was like, she was in the building. Inside the building, she killed the titan, but another one came inside the house where she was with, where she found the boy.
So, I don't know whether they sense titans in a way.
They sense humans in a way. Because if they do sense humans, then it's almost useless being outside the wall, surviving outside the wall in general.
Because you're just like, when you're like,
you're a running French fry.
No, French fry. You can ignore French fry. Running chicken, right? Roasted chicken running around.
God damn, you cannot ignore that.
Yeah, exactly. That smell gets into your nose and just.
God damn.
It rubs you silly, and you're like,
booty.
Yes, if they sense humans in some other type of way than noise and stuff like that, then you're fucked outside. Basically, you can't run because you're small as fuck. Running is just,
well,
it's like you looking like an ant, but not in that sense.
Look at that guy.
You can literally jump and catch you when you've been running with all your breath and everything out.
You jump, land in front of you, and you're out of breath.
But there's a way to survive a king. I just thought of.
If,
like, you live in trees.
Trees, high, what do you call?
Yes, above.
Or in a cave. It's possible. The only issue is that you're going to still have to get food somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where there's issue. Titans.
Water.
Yeah, water. If you're on an underground cave, you can maybe get water.
Depending on where you are. Worst case scenario, you're in somewhere that has no water.
Yeah, actually. Then, ooh. Titans, do they even eat? They don't eat animals now.
They ignore animals.
So if they ignore animals, then you can probably kill all your horses.
You end up having to. You end up running out of horses.
You end up running out of meat and food.
Yeah.
And you have to grow stuffs now. So,
yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, you can plausibly survive in a cave. That's easy. You have resources and stuff needed for survival. And on top a tree, that one's less likely.
Yeah, less likely. You know,
titans
on trees. I remember, another time I think I was in it. So someone seen the titans jumping towards the event.
Yeah. Definitely not going to survive on a tree. Because they'll gather the trees there.
Yep, they just fix
with the trees. With a doll, this thing you'll drop there. Right? There's no way you can live there. So, yeah, surviving in AOT world, plausible. Also, if you can make it to the ocean place.
Yeah, true.
And just boat or just swim.
Swim for your life.
Swim for your life.
Life depends on it.
Exactly. So, yeah, surviving in AOT world is actually possible.
Slightly possible.
It's actually possible. It's not as bad as Berserk.
Tokyo Ghoul,
if you hide yourself.
They can smell you. They can sense you. They are faster than you. They are stronger than you.
Yeah.
It's less... In Tokyo Ghoul, if you encounter one, you are dead. If you don't, you are could survive.
Could survive, but if they decide to just clay out of human.
Yeah, that's
what I was hoping. AOT is plausible.
Yeah.
Plausible. Devil Man Cry Baby.
Oh man, I remember a lot of people dying that.
I remember the whole
yeah, exactly,
getting destroyed in that thing.
So there's no wall to even begin to stay.
People that didn't even know what was going on probably just died.
Yeah.
They just probably just see devils just coming out of nowhere and just killing them. Man, and it was even cruel.
Yeah, very cruel. The
brutal killings and all that shit. Okay, you're not surviving, Devil Man.
Chance,
at the end, he exploded.
Everything exploded. You're only him and that for that person.
But that animation style was quite remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
That and Ping Pong the animation. Have you watched Ping Pong? You have not watched Ping Pong the animation?
Not yet.
You should have not deleted
anything.
I had doubts on Ping Pong the animation.
And also,
I realized they were done by the same person.
Yeah, I also this off. That's right.
That too, but it's not black, but it all looks like it. Just has this
looks like they did
do not something.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, anime, though.
So yeah, Devil May Cry Baby, you are not surviving it. So
strike it out,
dude, that'll be dead. Next, Parasite.
I think it's more easier to survive in Parasite.
Yeah, as long as that, yeah. Just live on your own.
Just live on your own.
Don't.
If you get unlucky.
Yeah, if it's just, it depends on your luck.
Depends on your luck.
If you see an alien or one of them that just wants to be a douchebag and just eat someone right in front of someone else, they'll grab you, eat you.
You might not, you know, they're just, they look normal.
Yeah, they look normal.
So that's how
it could be your best friend.
So surviving in Parasite is
depends on your luck.
Depends on your luck and, well, yeah, just your luck actually. Make sure not to live close to any anime protagonist's house.
Exactly.
Unless you're done for. Then what else? Parasite.
Meh.
Just there. It's a demon slayer. Demon slayer.
You know, some demons can be douchebags.
Yes.
You know, that's actually what created these demon slayers themselves. They're living on their own. Then Muzan, for some weird reason, came and went to Tanjiro's house. And
you mean MJ?
Exactly. MJ got reincarnated into a freaky demon. Then went to some poor kid's house, cleared his family, then decided to torment this guy for the rest of his life.
Amazing. You know, like Tanjiro stepped out, going to go and fetch water from the well,
or wherever it went. Cold or
something. Oh yeah, it was one of those. Which okay, no, just only him.
Yeah,
well, came back, saw a bloodbath, and yeah, that's the
right. Plot. I dedicate my entire life not to clean him.
I dedicate my entire life to hunting that MJ. then yeah, that's basically Demon Slayer in its summary.
30 seconds. So
it's
not
that. You don't need that much content for Demon Slayer.
You don't need much.
Tanjiro hunts down MJ. Boom, one sentence.
Simple.
But surviving in Demon Slayer world.
Surviving.
Well, most of all these things boils down to your luck. Like, if you lived,
this okay. Simple. Do not live in Japan. Do not live in Japan.
Wait. All these things can be avoided. All these things can be avoided. Most of them, is by not living in Japan.
Yep. Don't live in Japan.
If you don't live in Japan, Tokyo Ghoul, nothing will happen to you.
Yeah, because it's Tokyo.
If you don't live in Japan, AOT. Japan.
Okay,
I don't know where Joe AOT
is. AOT is not in this world.
AOT is a different place, but it's still. Devil May Cry, wasn't only Japan. He went everywhere, so yeah, he wants to survive. Parasite, Japan, yes. Demon Slayer, Japan? Did he exactly specify his Japan?
He specified his, what's their kimono?
Kimono, swords.
Come on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It definitely has to be Japan. No, nobody is running around with a freaking katana around in Nigeria.
Exactly.
And wearing kimono and shouting water breath style.
Oh my
god, I need to get one of those swords. Those nice black wooden.
What swords? What do you want to slay?
I want to a real katana and a fake katana. One for decoration, one for
to hit someone.
One for going to anime conventions with.
To hit someone,
to go walking around in the house with a, let's say, maybe a kimono,
bathrobe,
and practicing breathing
styles. Practicing breathing styles, do what I was telling you is something.
I'm trying to defeat MJ, please.
Yeah, he's trying to defeat MJ. MJ is OP. Can't do shit to MJ.
Oh man, the amount of time it took them to defeat Muzan guy.
Yeah, that last.
Very, very.
What are you guys saying, Chap?
I mean, like 2 years.
Oh, two or three.
So depend on you, the milk demon slayer. So, yeah, depend.
Yeah. Yeah. Surviving in demon slayer falls down on you living in Japan and your luck.
Hey, what's the scenario you live in Japan?
Living in Japan,
you can't survive. Also, the just thing you live in is refugee camps.
That's even a more likely target for stray demons.
But,
I mean, vampires walking around. By who?
The demon slayers.
Do they have refugee camp?
Well,
they don't. They just live in one cozy mansion in the hills.
Okay, yeah, that's true. But there's some villages that they protect. Like this Flame Hashira. Wasn't he not in a village?
Was he in a village?
Well, he was at a place.
And now it's his house. Who doesn't have house?
You don't say it like that. You had an origin story, origin from somewhere. You had
an origin, and shall we appear out of thin air or dust?
Care what that's
good magic and dust. Ooh, Lulu.
Yes, voodoo. And everyone
voodoo.
Something. Yes. It's still just a voodoo. And yeah, his house was located somewhere, wasn't it? The house was just at the top of a mountain, man. You claim me.
I mean, who knows
no,
whether
it was.
I remember Tanjiro climbing some hills before he reached his house.
It's possible.
Wait, when did Tanjiro get it?
Okay, yes, we got that letter then.
But then, his house. Okay, that could be where his house is located. There should be a village around.
They didn't exactly say he was protecting a village.
But isn't it not the right thing to do?
Yeah. The right thing to call me, you're doing the right thing.
Okay, so he just wants to live on his own. How is family there?
Yes, I'm the Flame Hashira. I like to slay a couple of MJ subordinates.
MJ disciples.
Well, I think I get what you mean, Shaba. If they were
exactly.
If some Hashira were protecting a village, it should be considerably safe. But that village is also under the threat of being attacked by a vampire, which is the main premise of this new season, actually. They attacked the sword village. A sword village literally got attacked by them. So if you're a normal village, per se, and there's just one Hashira there, if they get overrun by a lot of... It's not vampires. Why are we calling them
demons?
They're demons. I mean, look at vampires now. Okay, demons.
They don't suck blood.
I just remember the demons. So yeah, if they get overrun by demons, that's all. But wait now, they can't come out to this song like, guy, they're vampires. What the fuck are you saying?
Wait, okay. Wait.
You're getting confused. No. Vampires.
The name of the anime is Demon.
Oh, shit.
Demon Slayer.
I'm forgetting that.
Exactly. But with demons, can they not spawn the light?
I feel like they're that's why it's looking like MJ guy. You see, that's the concept here. Yeah. It's probably a vampire type demon.
Okay, yes, that's exactly what I'm.
So yes, vampire type demons. If they overrun the village, they're possible to get killed.
Yeah.
So even if being protected by Hashira, not being protected by Hashira, bottom line is.
You get killed
either way, but it wasn't like a
mass village attack killing time.
So the chances of you still surviving is still there. Uh-huh. Let's say 50-50.
Just like in that red light district arc, people are living there. Just like maybe some few casualties of people's houses getting destroyed.
Yeah.
But then again, Tanjiro, our boy Tanjiro,
that guy never runs out of stamina, guy.
That guy doesn't run.
Cut off one of his hands. He still
runs at you.
Cut the other freaking arm. He's still coming out. They're like, how the fuck is this nigga coming out? This guy fought literally all the three. Is it three of them? Or two of them. Yeah, the two demons. Literally, he fought both of them.
And had energy to go to the main fight with Tengen.
He gets
that other one.
Like, God.
This nigga had stamina resource.
Infinite stamina. That's what should be his breathing style. Infinite stamina.
Ain't no sun breathing. That's it. Infinite stamina.
Breathing and shit anyhow. See, yeah, it's a 50-50 chance of you surviving, basically. They won't stay at work.
Still depends on your
luck, where you're living.
Mm-hmm.
If you're...
You don't have any main protagonist tendencies.
Yeah, tendencies or leaving your friends with a main protagonist friend.
Yeah, your friend with a friend. Good girl, sir.
See, the best thing about all this situation, I'll leave that. Yeah. So yeah, Demon Slayer World 50-50-ish.
50-50, okay.
Next, Promise Neverland.
You know, survival.
Wait now. According to, we're going to make an episode actually about explaining all the things
that this nigga has missed. All the things those people missed. Let me not get into it right now. It pains me.
There's a lot of content I've heard from this young man that has read Promised Neverland. And I'm, guy, this anime has potential to be like,
dude, this anime will be one of the best
anime, like almost not the most layer animation level. It doesn't have animation tendency, but in story and development, it had like potential,
a lot of potential to be something great.
And it's really pissed me off when they just fucked.
What? Who directed us?
Who decided to give that a thumbs up and release that? It's just like how they did Tokyo Ghoul 2 about Reddit.
But it wasn't all that bad. No one noticed. Only manga readers.
No one wants to give two shit out. No one likes giving manga readers credit because we like saying read the manga.
Say, yeah.
Not me. So yes, Promise Neverland World. I think there's a possibility of surviving. You said that like eventually, and this is spoiler, they eventually see some humans that are grown-ups.
Yes.
So for you to be able to live to a certain level that you've grown up, be like an adult-ish, means there's a possibility to survive.
There's a possibility, but you are basically surviving, like you're surviving, grinding every single day, avoiding the demons every single day, fighting for your life.
And for that, a normal human being that just living this normal urban lifestyle,
you will not get accustomed to it in one day.
Oh, using AIs and shit to just do stuff. So definitely not going to survive. Describe how hard it is to survive, actually.
First, you need to be smart. Literally, you have to be like freaking nearly genius level smart to decode some things that are left behind by other people to know. Because as we all saw, in season one, how they decoded a message that Mr. Minerva left for them to escape that scoldy point. Spoiler right there. And escape that wherever they were. That school, whatever it's called. So yeah. As you sense escape some certain situations, maneuver through demons, and know your way around that entire map. Because map is separating the districts of different demons ruling over different places, which have different rules over those different places. And people that are just scouting around looking for people, humans to eat. What meat? What eat meat? Exactly, they won't eat meat. They can't survive without chicken. No, they won't eat. You won't eat.
That sounds like you're just a chicken running around inside a dog pound.
And human meat is now the sweetest meat among all meats.
Of course.
So yeah, you're going to freaking die if you don't use that.
You need to be smart, son. Eh? You need to have you have to be physically fit.
Yeah, physically fit too.
Damn it. This is just like war, guys. Like, going to war.
Worst case scenario, you end up in a farming village. You are a farming village that's not one of those ones that those people came from. Those people came from one big one that's separated to different parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you enter one that is not there, you are probably going to die. You're going to die for sure. Because literally, they're rearing animals. Literally, you're the animal that they're rearing.
That's not the same thing with them. Okay, well, this time, those ones, they took care of them.
Yeah, this one, they're rearing you. Them, the demons are showing up, hunting you down. Then,
oh shit! So it's just like those true animals. Like, it's just like
say, throw chickens now, run around, do what you want, hide.
No, throw chickens. Yeah, that's and throw chickens. So just let your guard dog go loose and watch how it's hunting them down one by one.
That's basically what it is.
Those set of children suffer.
Those are the ones that survived until that time. They managed to find a way to escape there using Nika, you have to be smart enough.
Oh, guys, this is next level shit, guy. You are definitely not surviving. Oh, I want
in any way, guy.
God. Oh, my goodness. So, wait, the ones that grew up to a certain level are the ones that survived that place.
Yeah.
God, they were stretched to the edge. Stretched? Freaking stretched to the edge. Okay. No wonder they were able to survive.
Do you know how you survive the other time?
Crazy, crazy,
crazy.
So Promised Neverland is like a big no.
Hell no.
No, guy. There's no way a modern day human being is going to take all that. Unless this guy has been training since and be building his body.
Or is he need a freaking Bear Grylls?
Bear Grylls guy.
I think, yeah. Oh man.
Last World, JoJo. I mean,
and if you're not caught enough, caught up in a JoJo fight.
Well, yeah, imagine how a JoJo fight looks like to a non-stand user.
Just walk out through your window, look out through your window, see two guys standing there. One guy points.
Oh, you're approaching me. You're walking slowly. Point, you just see one guy get hit by something, blood just
come out.
The next minute, you see these guys fully recovered after the whole freaking fight, and one guy is dead on the floor. It's not like
you see this guy in one position, see this guy in the next position. What? How did he teleport?
Exactly.
Like, JoJo fights are freaking crazy.
Very crazy, and actually, like, thanks the level of thinking.
Yeah.
The way they actually get out of some situation with just the limited power they have.
Yeah, the powers are quite limited, but it's the full potential.
Yeah, they, like, really exploit what it can obtain and all this other stuff. So, yeah, living in a JoJo world. Very, very possible.
It's basically like, right now.
If you don't know what, because people don't actually know what,
people don't know what stands out.
Exactly. So you can just, it's like living right now.
Mm-hmm.
Living in right now. And just
like, who knows? Do actually be sad?
Possible.
Who knows whether I don't have a stand?
Exactly. Who knows where I don't have a stand?
Let's start the JoJo fight right here.
Yeah, so yeah, living in JoJo world is very, very more likely than
everything
listed.
So all in all,
don't be related to any protagonist.
Don't be related to the protagonist.
Don't want to know the protagonist.
Just need to get you killed.
You see him run. Just being next to the protagonist can get you trying to be easy kind of action.
Exactly. So it all boils down to getting reincarnated.
No.
You can't reincarnate.
It boils down not to knowing these protagonists. Knowing the protagonists are running away from the protagonist. That's the goal.
And it's any guy that seems too inspirational that makes you want to come closer, do not. That's the wrong.
Anyone that's determined to achieve his goals,
yes.
Do not approach such person.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah. I think I'll look for a new list of. I like this. Try to survive in anime world. Okay.
Try to survive, bro.
So, among all these, what's the worst world in surviving?
Berserk. Berserk.
Action.
Berserk. Do not think about it. It is berserk.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's all right.
Hey, if you're the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. You're the bad guy.
Other than that, you're just going to die a very cruel and agonizing death. You have more chance of surviving in Vagabond. Wait, in Vagabond.
Yeah, you have way more chance of surviving in Vagabond.
Because the likelihood of you being in Vagabond is you're just a normal person, maybe trained small.
And you're some sword out,
so you can't even protect yourself.
Yeah, the only part about that may be bad if you're in some dojo or school like that some maniac decides to attack. I mean, like,
I'm doing this for revenge.
Exactly, I'm doing it for revenge. And you're like, I was hold my honor and I will stand and die here.
Exactly.
Dude, you can run away. Run away.
And these niggas don't just give up.
Yeah, samurai or not. Samurai could.
So tips for surviving. Do not know the protagonist. Do not live in Japan.
Yeah, that's the one key thing. Do not live in Japan.
What else? I think that does mislead. If you do not live in Japan, you do not need protagonists. You can probably survive some of this world.
Some of this world, man. Like, but then again, AOT, though, that's depends on your luck, plausibility.
Yeah. So that's it for the episode. You know, living, surviving, it's all crucial things needed in this life.
So the Hunger Games, cool. It's Hunger Games game.
Yeah. Surviving certain anime wars seems like a very impossible task.
Very impossible.
And some of them require some levels of
skill and intellect.
Not of this world. You might not be able to achieve unless you are constantly always pushed to the brink of insanity. Yeah. Every day of your life.
Yeah.
It's not possible in this day and age, actually. But it could be in certain parts. Crazy shit happening in this world. Yeah, that's it for the episode. For being your hosts.
I've been me, and he's been him.
And I've been drinking Exotic throughout this whole episode. Sponsor us.
Or Ribena, you know.
Yeah. Anyway.
So now you dumped Exotic to go to Ribena.
We need anything we can get at this point.
Oh, well, okay, let's go for water then. I'll be your water ambassador.
What? Whatever bottle, seaway bottle, swan bottle.
You get what you want, you know? You get whatever I can get. Whatever I can get. You know, I vote for seaway. Seaway. The best water. The best tissue water.
You can put it in your dispenser. You can put it in your freaking fridge. You can put it anywhere. You can put it in your freezer.
Water on the go.
Water on the go.
Seaway. Make you see the right way.
Exactly. Be sure to follow us on our socials. Check up on us. You know, we could be going through shit.
There's a mental breakdown.
Follow us on Spotify if you're not. Apple, whatever. Apple Podcast.
Apple Podcast.
Google Podcast. Amazon.
The rest.
I'll search our name on Google. Whatever you're listening to us on right now, follow us. Just go down there.
It's not hard.
Just go down there. Rate us. Give us like a 5-star. If it's a 10-star, just give it up right there. And you know, drop a comment. Maybe what you think about the episode.
Or either any other anime that any other anime world
you want us to analyze, you know.
Is our not your friend the main protagonist in?
Sure to. What else? I think I've said all. I feel like I'm just going in
Twitter.
IG, Twitter,
Discord.
Discord. What are we doing on Discord, guys? We're not playing games.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, God. That's the only way, man. All right. See you on the next episode. Bella, ciao.